You didn't need to scream into that microphone. It's perfectly loud enough as it is. What's
listen,
he doing?
Listen.
Hey, you were in holographic form yesterday. Did you know that?
I was?
Yeah, you flipped into hologram mode. Were you like having an out-of-body experience or what went on, buddy?
Was I taller and better looking?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Which isn't saying much, of course.
Not much of an upgrade. What's happening, man?
You know, this, that, the other thing. Mm-hmm. Welcome back, man.
Thank you.
For those of you paying attention, the few, the new.
A man cut off his penis during a dream.
That is some night terrors right there. Wow. Seriously?
Yes.
No, I just said that because...
They would have you believe that. This is one of those that I doubt.
Oh, really?
I go, there's other...
Just sleeping, not on some sort of narcotic?
No, just sleeping.
Yeah, I don't buy it either.
He was dreaming, and he ended up cutting off his penis. Hmm. So we'll get into that.
That'll be fun. I can't wait.
And then we'll talk about sleepwalking.
Oh, okay.
Because that would be frightening.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like tie my foot to a bed or something, or something. Lock the door or something, yeah. So that I don't have to...
Hey, those are good ideas. I wonder if people do that.
Catch myself, you know.
How do you keep yourself from it?
Three cities over.
That's what happened yesterday, isn't it?
Close. One American dollar.
Yay!
On the program today.
What's the subject? I want to win a dollar. I need it.
I think you're not going to be able to.
Oh, of course. I mean, these are hard. They don't seem hard, but once we actually start playing the game,
I haven't fully finished what the category is.
Okay. All right.
But if it's the category I think it is, I think you'll get zero.
Astrophysics? Because I'm really good at that stuff.
I think you'll get zero.
Did you hear 10? Me?
Yes.
I know. I'm bummed.
Then airline nightmares.
I think you have one of those.
Unrelated to me. And then give me 5 at 5 o'clock. Five songs in a row with a theme, and today's theme is nights.
Nights, because yesterday was days. You remember that? We had fun doing that.
It was so fun yesterday.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great.
So it's all about nights today on Gimme 5.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We went in search of ourselves as the band that we've somehow always been, said the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who just dropped that new song late last week, Tip of My Tongue. Just for the fun of it, they said, we jammed and learned some old songs. Before long, we started the mysterious process of building new songs. That's kind of a funky older sound for them. It kind of harpens back to Mother's Milk a little bit.
Yeah, true.
Me. Yeah.
I think it would be incredibly difficult to come up with new songs.
I can't even imagine.
When you have a catalog of songs that everybody knows.
Massive hits, too.
So it sort of needs to be in the same arena.
So it tastes like it. That's certainly
right. Yeah. But a little bit different.
Yeah, a little bit new. Liking it.
All right. I'm not buying the story from the beginning. I'm going to tell you right at the top. Buying it.
All right.
There's details missing. There's details that can't be true.
Okay.
Man accidentally chops off his own penis while dreaming about slaughtering a goat.
Dun, dun, dun.
He was in his dream outside.
Right.
Slaughtering a goat so that his wife could make dinner.
Now, you know, just recently we had a story about a man who woke up in his studio apartment to someone who had climbed in bed with him who had a machete.
Correct.
But it was his own machete, the guy that owned the apartment.
Yes.
So did this guy have some sort of super sharp...
It doesn't say,
man,
and that's
member
part of it.
Lopping off things?
Because that's part of it, because you have to have something pretty sharp.
But this guy had a machete in his studio. I mean, how much stuff can you have in a studio? Had that, so...
But what Sluggo's talking about with the machete is a different story.
Yes. No.
This one is a guy from Ghana. He's a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly his wife was gone.
Right.
And he was having a dream.
Right.
And when he woke up, his penis and testicles were gone.
So he woke up. He didn't wake up when it happened.
Right.
He woke up later.
Right.
What kind of drugs was that dude
on? This is difficult to understand because it's from Ghana.
Okay.
But if you hang with it, you can understand what she's saying.
He allegedly cut off his genitals with knives while dreaming. The victim is said to have had a dream on Friday, August 12, 2022, that he was slaughtering goats to help his wife prepare an evening meal. It is reported that he suddenly realized that he was rather chopping off his penis, mysteriously in his sleep.
Okay.
You know, I love her because, you know, like the new computer ones are so impersonal.
Yes, agreed.
But she's like, yeah, whatever. This dude just did that. Okay.
Okay. But let's think about this.
Yes.
If you're sleepwalking and something as extreme as cutting off a body part happens, you don't snap right to.
Right.
And also, can you do that in one swipe?
I could. Easy. No, I don't know. I mean, I don't know enough about...
You can do it with a butter knife.
I don't know enough about sleepwalking to know whether or not extreme pain is likely to wake someone
up. That's craziness.
You know, I mean, so maybe, you know, I don't know.
All right.
The victim's wife, Ajua Kunedu, who had traveled when the incident happened, said she had a distress call from a neighbor that her husband is bleeding profusely as he has cut off his manhood with a sharp knife.
Manhood.
Manroot.
Manroot.
That's what she's saying, Manroot.
I'm going to change my name to Manroot.
Manroot.
Manroot. Come in, dinner time.
She quickly rushed home and found her husband sitting on a chamber pot full of blood with his penis in his hand.
Oh.
He's just holding it.
Oh,
he's just like,
this is a new way of holding this.
Come on now.
I've done it for many years, but not like this.
What are you thinking at that point?
Ah!
Yes, that is what you're thinking at that point.
Without delay, she brought diapers to support her husband from losing his manhood and quickly rushed him to the hospital for medical attention.
She's like, you ain't get rid of that easy, buddy.
Right.
We're going to fix this for you, but good on her for thinking so fast.
Right. So does this story add up to you? Because to me, it sounds false.
I don't know, man. You know, these days, I've heard so much insanity. I mean, I'm certainly cynical and unbelieving of anything. But,
right.
You know, this is coming out of Ghana. They ain't got nothing to do there. They're not going to be looking to be famous. This just, who knows? I wouldn't be surprised. I would like to hear from people who sleepwalk.
Who sleepwalk.
If they,
what's the worst thing that you did while sleepwalking?
Yeah, and if pain wakes you up.
And what wakes you up?
Yeah.
818-955. KLOS, if you're a sleepwalker, could you cut off your own penis and then wake up? Is that possible? Because I'm saying no. 818-955-KLOS. A Ghanaian farmer was dreaming.
Right.
And cut off his penis and balls. So that happened.
You know, there's an angle to this story that just now occurs to me. Perhaps it was Freddy Krueger, or perhaps he's the beginning of Freddy Krueger. I mean, if he's got a knife and he's cutting things off.
I have a lot
off,
of questions about this.
Sure.
Because have a knife that's that sharp right next to you while you're sleeping?
But as you say, he's a farmer, and he's out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Nobody knows who he is. He's not on TikTok going, hey, look what I did. My wife fixed it. Yeehaw. Which is how everyone knows.
It just doesn't sound like.
Yeah.
So we're talking about, we want to talk to sleepwalkers.
Yeah.
Because we think that the pain would have woken him up.
You would think.
I would think so.
Right.
KLOS, hello. Hello, are you a sleepwalker?
Maybe you're asleep right now. Press 1 if you're asleep. Press 2 if you're wide awake but refusing to talk. Press 3 to drop dead.
3, yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hello?
Hi there. Are you a sleepwalker?
Yeah.
You are. Okay. Does pain wake you up?
Yeah.
It does. How long have you been sleepwalking?
Since I was like 5.
What was the first time you woke up from it?
My mom woke me up and I was freaking out because I was downstairs.
Hmm.
So you do like stub your toe. You don't keep on trucking. You wake up.
No, I wake up. Yeah.
Hmm.
All right.
You don't think that you're able to cut anything off with a large sharp knife while you're asleep and you would not know it?
No, I don't think so.
Right.
I've never really hurt myself. I kind of stand around.
Right. Like with a blank stare.
All right. Thank you
Very
for calling.
Interesting. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Tucko, Ken.
Yes.
Ken.
Hey, I got a good sleepwalking story for you.
Go ahead.
I woke up, you know, ready to go to work. You see a whole bunch of sandwiches out on the counter, and they're all made, and they're laid out there. And I asked my wife, I go, did you make this? She goes, no, you did last night. I go, what are you talking about? I slept like a baby all night long. She goes, you got up, you looked at me, you walked in the other room.
Hilarious.
I started making sandwiches.
Wow.
So does pain wake you up if you're sleepwalking?
Or is this the first time you've ever walked in your sleep?
It's the first one that I've walked and someone told me about it because usually nobody remembers what they did when they're sleeping.
Right. Well, next time when you're having a dream and you seem like you're really comfy, just start bashing your head against the wall and see if you wake up.
Listen, cut off your penis and get back to us. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah, 818-955-KLOS.
You sleepwalk. Does pain wake you up? The story we started with is a guy in Ghana who cut off his penis.
Himself.
While sleeping,
and it didn't wake him up.
And
is
dreaming
the story. Yeah,
is what they're saying.
Yeah.
They also, by the way, gave his wife a very, very good alibi in the middle of this first reporting of the story.
Yeah, she fixed everything
his
really
wife,
quick.
Who was really far away and learned from... come on,
You're very suspicious.
I am of this story.
I understand, yeah.
And the question is, if you're sleepwalking, does pain wake you up?
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I'm a sleepwalker.
You're not Bree Walker.
And does pain wake you up?
No, but I guess people would be considered pain. But drinking too much beer and having to pee real bad, I have to go outside. I have to pee. If I'm in the house in an atrium, if I'm on a second story, out the window.
And that did not wake you up or did?
No, the pain just having to pee. I didn't wake up. I didn't.
Wow. All right.
I woke up when I was peeing.
Oh wow! So you're in midstream.
Yeah.
All right.
Huh.
Excellent.
Right on. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, some input, not really a sleepwalker, but I grind my teeth in my sleep, and that never wakes me up.
I do it,
I
too.
I have dreams that my teeth are falling out.
Yes, yes.
Do you do meth?
No, not at all.
I do. No. Just really tense. It's like tension, actually, generally. I wake up and my tongue is all ripped to pieces. It's fun.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, it doesn't really wake me up. I just kind of roll over and go back to torturing myself.
Well, I've gone out and gotten myself a mouthpiece because I don't want to ruin my teeth.
Right.
And my dentist is telling me that I'm making them crumble in the back pretty much.
Wow. Yeah. So you kind of, it's a self, self.
Selfie?
What is that? Self whatever.
Preservation?
Prophecy. No. Self.
Self-help?
No.
Self-flagellation?
Like a masochism?
Prophecy. Yeah. Self-masochism.
Masochas.
No, but self-fulfilling prophecy. That's
there
it.
You go.
Okay.
That was a long slight for an out.
Like my teeth in the middle of the night in my dream. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Good, I got a sleepwalking story for you.
Yes, please.
I lived in a two-story house, and every day I would go to work and climb into a tilt-up building through the cutout window on the side of the building and drop down on my feet and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
I sleepwalk out my second-story balcony, climbed onto the top of the balcony edge, and sat on it and dropped 12 feet under the ground below.
Wow. And did that wake you up?
Shattered my left ankle. Oh. I handicapped since for 25 years.
Oh, my God.
Did that wake you up, though?
Oh, yeah. It woke me up. Okay. It woke everybody up.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, see, you know, this guy's saying that he lopped off his member and kept on sleeping. I find that hard to believe. And I'm sorry to hear it.
Yeah. I think that would be hard to believe.
Yeah.
It woke me up.
I bet. Damn. Sorry, man. That's horrible.
No problem.
Right. All right. But thanks for calling. Thanks for calling in. So there you go.
All right.
That's kind of it. Hello, KLOS. One more.
Hi.
Hi. You got a sleepwalking story?
I'm in pain.
Really? Did you just stab yourself? Just cut something off?
No, this is Chupacabra. I don't got nobody to chew on.
All right. Thanks for calling. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for one American dollar.
Yeah, chance to win a buck.
One American dollar, although this one's very difficult, and I don't think you'll win the dollar.
Damn it. You gotta give me a super easy one. Like, give me a number between 1 and 10.
It is.
1 and 2.
It is your strength.
Okay.
Because you love movie soundtracks.
I do. That was one of the main things I started collecting as a kid, actually.
This is the greatest movie soundtracks of all time.
Ah, according to who?
This is on Ranker, so people vote on it.
Also, a lot of more recent stuff.
More recent stuff.
Ah, hell, I don't know.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
So I'm going to give you 5 guesses.
Okay.
To get 2 of them.
Right.
And I still think you're not going to get it.
Yeah, you're probably right. Damn it!
5 guesses.
I need a dollar, man. There's a Coke with my name on it in the machine. I'm terribly excited.
Now, I will give you a hint.
Okay, all right.
No Star Wars.
Ah, there goes my Empire Strikes Back. That's a great soundtrack, by the way.
I knew that you would guess that one.
That is a classic.
It's not in here. No.
And are these like scores or are they...
No Godfather.
Collection. Oh, come on. Top of the list right there.
Yep. I'm giving you
both
of those.
You're right. I'm not going to get it. Wow.
Giving you both
Holy
of those.
Holy cow.
Yep.
Huh. I'll go with Lord of the Rings. How about that?
Nope. That's one.
Someone tore our computer. I don't know what was going on in here last night. Some sort of party, but the computers are all torn to pieces.
All right. You got 4 more guesses to get 2.
Oh, man. Man, oh man, recent. And if Lord
sort
of the Rings
of like
is in
80s,
there,
90s?
80s, 90s.
Kind
80s,
of, 90s. Yeah.
Wow.
You're gonna kick yourself for one or two of them.
I mean, I would Saturday Night Fever. That's 70s.
Saturday Night Fever is one of them.
Oh, okay, because that was a massive selling. Maybe
look
I need
at
to
you.
Think.
3 more guesses selling. To get one.
Huh.
Saturday Night Fever was ninth.
Ninth.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Huh. All right. 3 more guesses.
Damn it. I want to say Jaws, but that's 70s, and I doubt it's on there.
That is a half of a guess at best. Is that
Jaws.
Your guess or
yes,
no?
Yes, it is, yes.
Incorrect.
Ah, damn it.
That's 3 guesses. You have 2 left to get 1 right.
80s, 90s.
Mostly.
Matrix.
Matrix is incorrect.
Ah, is that it? I'm
no,
out.
That's 4. No,
oh, I got
that's
one
4,
more.
So you get 1
I
more,
get
and
one
you
more.
Have to get it right to win the dollar.
Ah.
I'm telling you, this is really difficult. So I didn't think you would even get that one.
Right. 80s, 90s. Can't think of any really... All you really like the music from the movies in the 70s. And when you said Godfather's out, I'm just out. Like, well, what's the damn point?
Yeah.
Come on, Ranker, what are you thinking? What are you people thinking?
Guess. You want to give it up?
No, I want my dollar. Right. I'm going to say Back to the Future, even though it's terrible. The soundtrack's not that good.
Back to the Future's right.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's not very good. I mean, it's okay. It's all right. It's
number five.
What? Get the hell out of here. All right, give me these.
You would
get... Well, I'll tell you, I'm a big soundtrack fan.
I know, but these are bizarre.
Yeah, these are weird. Back to the Future is
For example, number 10, Walk the Line.
Okay, all right.
Please. Yeah. Number 9, Saturday Night Fever. Yeah. Number 8, Footloose. That's one you should have gotten, probably.
No, yeah.
Number 7, Stand By Me.
Oh, yeah, no, that's good. That's actually a good soundtrack.
Number 6, Dirty Dancing.
Well, see, these are like compilations. They're not scores. That's just, yeah.
Number 5, Back to the Future. I can't believe you got
ridiculous.
That. Number 4 is Top Gun.
No.
The original.
No. Yeah.
Number 3 is Pulp Fiction.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yes, agreed.
That's good.
Number 2 is The Breakfast Club.
That has one song in it. One.
I didn't make this up, dude.
Ranker, that's ridiculous.
And number 1 was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Because
they had a bunch. It was like a jukebox of hits.
Yes. That's the one I should have gotten.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Oh, my God. People are sending me suggestions here. And you guys were wrong. I didn't even see it on my phone.
It's too late. You already got two.
I got my dollar.
You got a dollar. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
Some of you may have noticed that I was not gone yesterday. I'm sure most of you did not.
What? I didn't notice.
Was going to make a quick little trip to Phoenix over the weekend.
Yeah.
Thought it sounded fun.
Uh-huh.
Visit family.
Right.
Good. Flight Friday night, coming back Sunday night.
Right. You flew out of Burbank to Phoenix. That's a, what, an hour of flight at the most?
Five, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Should be an easy flight.
So Friday at 8:15, we get on the flight.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend and I,
right.
We get there, and everything's fine.
Right.
Saturday, I go to check in for our flight on Sunday, the return flight.
Sure.
And I didn't have a ticket.
You didn't have a ticket?
Right.
What does that mean?
That's what I asked.
You already bought the ticket.
Right.
Round trip ticket.
But they canceled it because I didn't make the first leg of the flight.
But you're in Phoenix.
Right.
So you made the first leg
of
the
flight. Yes, I did.
But they think you're not there.
They said that they don't care where I am. Their computers tell them I didn't make the flight.
Computer says no.
So they cancel my return.
So some idiot didn't know that you were on the flight. What about your girlfriend? Was she...
Oh, she's fine.
Registered? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she checked
they counted
in,
got
a boarding pass.
I told you were a hologram yesterday. You've been a hologram for a while. They're just not seeing you. You're
I
not
really
registering.
Am.
Like, that's so ridiculous.
Oh, we can't book you. There's nothing Sunday night. Usually there's nothing Sunday night because it's so busy.
Sure, everybody's coming back.
We can't get you till Monday at 3:10. Okay.
3:10. So that's a good 10 minutes into the big showgram here.
Yes.
So they're saying that you're not there in Phoenix.
Yes.
So you're lying or something.
Right. But
mm-hmm.
Marin still has her boarding pass, so I take her to the airport, which is like a 45-minute drive.
Yeah. Okay.
Sunday night for the 6:15 flight, because she can get on, but I can't.
And she's got to get back to work, I should think.
Right. So she...
I mean, radio, who cares?
I drop her off.
Real jobs.
And she goes and gets in line.
Right.
And when she gets up to the board, they tell her that she can't... She's not on this flight.
Oh, for crying out
loud.
That
they rebooked her.
Oh, why?
On the Monday flight with me at 3:10.
Idiots.
So then I have to drive 45 minutes back to pick her up.
Oh, my God. So you dropped her off at the airport. Of course. That's right. Because you don't go and sit anymore.
Right.
It's been so damn long since I've flown. Wow.
Yep. So brought her back.
So that's an hour and 20 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving around in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Neat. So then, wait. So where did you stay? So you
at my brother's house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my brother lives there.
And then,
so then I thought, well, Saturday night late. So then I thought, okay, I'm going to make sure that we're both on Monday's flight.
Right.
This is Sunday night after she didn't get to fly.
Right.
So I call the guy, and she's not on that flight.
Oh, for crying out loud.
So she got kicked out of line because her flight had been moved.
Because the idiot, some idiot,
to 3:10
down
on Monday.
The line. Right.
And when I call back, she's not on the 3:10.
No.
Right.
No.
So I say,
why don't you just walk?
I say, I will buy another ticket, because at this point,
kind of get it back to
I could fight it later, but at this point,
yeah,
it's the only thing to do.
And did they have an extra ticket?
They did, after they told me no.
So instead of comping you or, you know, upgrading you to first class.
It was worse than that. My flight, the extra flight that I was purchasing went up while I was on the phone with the guy.
Sure it did.
So it was like $529 or something ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
And then he goes, I'm sorry,
to
sir.
To fly from Phoenix to L.A.?
Last second.
Drop dead.
Yes.
Because that's so much more work for them.
I'm sorry,
that's
sir.
Fair.
The flight's gone up to $589.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I will come down there and rain holy hell on you.
When was the last time you broke a phone into? Somebody pissed me off one time. I don't remember what it was. Some business that was... I wasn't even that bad. And I just took the phone and I snapped it in two.
Yeah, I wish that would have helped.
That's how I hung up. Snapped it in two. It was very satisfying, but then I had to get another phone.
So eventually, yesterday evening, last night, we got back. And so that's fun.
Hey, welcome home.
Now, it seems like everybody has these stories.
Yeah.
This is not out of the ordinary.
No, that's true.
And mine was relatively good compared to a lot of people who say, oh, we had to stay there four extra days.
Yeah, exactly.
Days
we lived in the airport.
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't have a brother in town. So,
we want to take calls.
We want to make sure we get on the plane.
We want to take calls on flight nightmares.
Recent.
Airline nightmares. Yes, recent airline nightmares.
Through all of this.
Especially because, and I do think it's mostly because they're understaffed. Everybody is understaffed. They don't
have
enough people.
Those CEOs, they got to make them big bonuses,
true.
There's some people that are making plenty of money. That's for damn sure.
So you thought that you were covered,
but
and then it turns out you weren't,
or whatever,
and something happened, and your nice little flight became a nightmare.
I saw Marin post that everybody on the plane was coughing and sneezing and sniffling, and
sure, there was that.
So that's fun. That's fun.
Listen, we were just happy to be on the plane at that point.
We could just say everything was normal. I mean, you can leave Los Angeles. You weren't really there, though. You thought you were.
That's true.
But they told you.
They told me I wasn't.
Yeah, they corrected you on that.
I was like, how do I argue with a computer that says I'm not, that I didn't make the flight?
That's idiotic.
Because they can't argue back. I can't argue that.
Right.
So, all right.
No, sir, you didn't go.
So you had an airline nightmare. 818-955-KLOS.
Sir, you did not fly to Phoenix. You are not in Phoenix. We don't know where you are, sir, but you didn't fly there.
Our computer says no.
Nope, didn't happen. Nope, you imagined it.
We are talking about airline nightmares. It's 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, you had an airline nightmare?
So we go into LAX to go fly to London, and flight's at 7:30. We got 2 hours of delays. That's normal, basically. And another 2 hours go by, and they got delayed again. 10 o'clock rolls around. They have to cancel the flight. So then we're stuck at LAX. They say we have a flight for you tomorrow.
You waited in the airport?
Yeah.
Did you sleep on a bench on the floor? Where'd you sleep?
We just slept in the bench on the terminal. On the way home from London, we're 10 hours into the flight going in back into L.A. Unruly passengers. We had an emergency landing at Salt Lake City.
Oh, my God.
Stupid, worthless jerks.
I'm really important, and I'm going to be really loud right now.
Oh, man, it was brutal. We were on the tarmac for 4 hours.
Worthless moron.
Not where you want to be.
Too many unruly morons.
Correct.
Just sit down and shut up.
We need to arm everybody with trank darts.
Yeah, there you go.
You can't really hurt them, but you can put them out for an hour.
We needed something like that.
Yes, agreed.
Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your airline nightmares.
We are in the midst of a twofer from AudioSlave. Got another one in a matter of moments on
Chris Cornell's voice is just one of the best of all time.
Big loss.
Talking about airline nightmares. You had a perfect plan, and then it didn't necessarily go according to plan. That happened to you?
So we were just recently traveling in Europe. I got food poisoning while we were in Croatia. Had to change our flight.
Mm-hmm.
Our original flight was really inexpensive. It was a flight to Vienna and then Venice.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to do a change flight because I was super sick.
Right.
Yeah.
They charged us pretty much the exact same price that we paid for the original tickets.
All right.
So $385. We get there, and they only have my ticket, and they don't show my husband's ticket at all.
Excellent.
We're about to miss our flight, and then they say, well, you can get another seat for $800.
Wow!
They just gouge you because they know they can. Yeah. They know they have you.
Why is that seat suddenly so much more expensive? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
As long as we're talking about it, how are they allowed to oversell planes?
I don't know
how many seats you have, that is bullshit. right there.
Hey, language.
It's ridiculous that they can oversell. What if you did that in a theater, you know? Or like,
what kind of filth is coming out of your mouth?
It's ridiculous. How do they get away with that?
Little children listening, looking up to you like a hero.
That needs to stop. Shut it down. Anyways, well, you finally got home, and you're not sick anymore.
Well, we pushed through it, and we didn't end up paying the $800. I told the guy basically to F off.
Nice.
Well done.
You.
Good.
And she didn't have to cuss to tell her story.
So we ended up paying $150 for more. That's
nice.
But we made it.
Okay. Well done. Well done, you. Good for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Cheers.
See ya.
It is Gimme Five songs in a row with a theme. KLOS, hello.
Ben, it's Fuggo.
Hi there.
Hey.
It's our Gimme Five with the theme of nights.
What's that?
It's our Gimme Five with a theme of nights.
A theme of nights.
Yep.
Okay, I'm down with it.
Not like knigets, but like nights, at night.
Oh, at night.
Yes, any suggestions?
Otherwise, you might go for Black Sabbath, which I would not be opposed to, really. Got an idea?
Oh, any one of them. They're all good.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Massive waste of time.
Hi. I'm Karina. I'm calling for the Disneyland ticket.
Oh, yeah, we'll be doing it about half an hour. They'll tell you on the air again when to call. Son of a bitch.
She did. KLOS, hello.
That's awesome.
Good evening, man. How are you today?
We are good. Thank
Aces.
You.
Good. How about Black Sabbath? Neon Nights.
Nights, yeah. I love that people were all for cheating with that one. It's supposed to be nights as in day and night, but, you know, neon.
Listen.
You got to do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do.
I'm totally on board
with
that.
It's Gimme Five. Five songs in a row with the theme Nights. KLOS, hello.
Did I win? Just kidding.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, how about some Bob Seger night moves?
You know, I was thinking Hollywood Nights. Would you be okay with that?
You want a Rochambeau for it?
Yes.
Yes.
Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, go. All right, I'm paper.
Paper.
All right, do it again.
Rock, paper, scissors, rock.
Scissors.
Rock wins.
So that means Hollywood Nights.
You got it.
Well played. Slego lost at rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, I did. And then I cheated and played the one I was going to anyway. What a jerk. That's wrong. We love you for suggesting rock, paper, scissors.
Agreed.
That was brilliant, dude.
We're doing Gimme Five. The theme is nights.
In an answer to yesterday's days, one of these nights, Eagles was the first one up, then Fly By Night from Rush, Neon Nights. A nice cheat that people suggested that I was totally on board with. Hollywood Nights right there. And the fifth one of five, and also the first of a twofer from Van Halen. Gimme five songs at 5 o'clock, and with a theme. And if you ever come up with a theme, and people do that for the boot camp with Marcy all the time, you can hit us up at Kevin and Sluggo.
Make a suggestion?
Yeah.
And we'll do it.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Maybe.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike. Maybe you should check it out. It's got all positive stories to kind of balance out all the bad that you see. It's on YouTube or anywhere you get podcasts. Great News with Kevin and Mike. It's also time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. A man was dreaming and cut off his penis and balls. Or, as the TV announcer called it, his man root.
Yeah, that's my new name, by the way. That's my new nickname. Hey, it's Man Root on 95.5 KLOS.
I do love that. The worst thing you did while sleepwalking was some calls we took. A guy walked off the second floor and woke up from the pain.
Oh, no. That was terrible.
And airline disasters, you can't really count on your plan happening at all.
Yeah, you know, just go ahead and build in 2 extra days of sitting around in an airport from now on.
That's
apparently
probably the best advice.
Yeah, but the CEO's happy. He's rich.
Yes, of
it's
course.
It's neat. Yay. All right, I'm going to go home and pet my CEO.
Enjoy that. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Who wants to go to Disney California Adventure Park?
Oh, do we have those tickets?
We do.
Oh.
KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park happening Thursday night.
That's like Thursday.
If you'd like to get tickets, call right now. Be caller 13 818-955 KLOS.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Ken.
Ken,
yeah.
You're caller 13.
Thank you.
Sadly, we're not giving away a new phone. We're giving away tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney's California Adventure Park.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Also giving away Kevin's virginity. You want to take it, Ken?
He doesn't want it.
Oh,
it's fine.
Ken.
I wasn't taking a shine to Ken anyway.
Ken.
Kailua Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park is happening Thursday, and we would like you to be there with us.
Yeah, you need to come down and party after the park closes, and it's just us at 9 o'clock at night.
818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 13. Good luck.
Woo! I mean, all of Eddie's work, just so bloody amazing. Just incredible to listen to. Two for there from Van Halen.
Congratulations to Daniel Miranda from Northridge. Just got four-packet tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th, which is Thursday.
Yeah, so he's one of the last winners. I guess Heidi and Frank will have some on Thursday morning, but for the most part, tomorrow's your last chance. Win your way in to party with KLOS on Thursday night.
So keep listening.
Yeah, good luck.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
So Sammy Hagar and his pals The Circle have been doing some really interesting covers. They had that one of David Bowie's Heroes not too long ago, which was damn good. And for some reason, it's another new wave song now. They've decided to take on Elvis Costello and the Attractions. Pump It Up. I love that song.
I do too.
It's such a great song. And this is sort of weird. I actually have, and don't ask me how this happened, but it fell off a truck. Tickets to Elvis Costello, who always puts on amazing shows.
We didn't have that 5 minutes ago.
No. I don't know what,
All right.
But it's out at Yamava Theater on September 3rd, and they're going to throw in $50 worth of slot play as well. You got to be 21 or older to go to this show, but Elvis Costello always puts on amazing shows. Yep. So I figured since we're playing a cover of Elvis Costello, you can give us a call right now. Be caller 13 818-955 KLOS, and you can go see Elvis the King at Yamava. I, Doug the Slug, who on a regular basis play the original version of that song, heartily approve of the new Sammy Hagar. Oh,
we were all on pins and needles.
Damn your sarcasm. And weirdly, Elvis Costello is going to be out there at Yamava Theater on September 3rd. I would like to send someone. Who's this?
It's a bad eye.
Do you desire to go see Elvis Costello at a Yamava?
Of course.
Well, good, man, because you're caller 13.
You got the tickets.
Perfect, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, you make sure that he knows that Sammy Hagar has done a damn good job of covering his song, will you?
I'll make sure to do that first thing.
He keeps shouting it out during the show there at Yamava, over and over again. Hey,
of
Elvis!
Of course, sounds good.
Listen to the Sammy Hagar version.
Lou Reed played his very last show with the Velvet Underground on this day in rock in 1970 at the famous Max's Kansas City in New York City. Then he was off to Long Island to work with his father in accounting. He did that for a couple of years before he went solo. On the 23rd of August, 1974, at 9 o'clock, I saw a UFO, signed J.L. John Lennon wrote that on his album Walls and Bridges because it was on this day in rock in 1974 that he said he saw that UFO from his New York City apartment. Queen's Brian May was awarded his PhD in astrophysics on this day in rock. He got his degree from London's Imperial College.